Shkalim chapter 1, Mishnah 6. Ve'elu shechavin b'kalbon. The following people are obligated to pay the kalbon. So we introduced for the first time to this concept of the kalbon. What was the kalbon? It was a small extra coin that was the rabbis instituted, had to be paid over at the time that the half shekel was paid over. We're going to see late in the Mishnah there's a dispute as to exactly when the kalbon, under what circumstances the kalbon had to be paid over. And we're also going to see late in the Mishnah that there's a dispute as to the underlying reason why the rabbis instituted the kalbon had to be paid over. But before we get this, is the Mishnah, who has to pay the kalbon? Levim v'Yisraelim. So Levim and Yisraelim, the Gerim, converts, v'Avadim, Meshucharim, and also freed slaves. And this is talking about a non-Jewish slave who has been freed. A non-Jewish slave who has been freed automatically is converted. They undergo they undergo an automatic conversion process. So these people would have to pay the kalbon. Avalo kohanim v'nashim v'avadim uktanim, but kohanim, women, slaves, and minors are exempt from paying the kalbon. And the reason being, well, women, slaves, and minors, we've already said, are not even obligated to pay the shekel, the half shekel. So the rabbis instituted that if they do pay the half shekel, they don't have to pay this extra amount of the kalbon. And the kohanim, we said, we don't institute the concept of collateral on the Kohanim because of ways of peace, out of respect for them, really, for bringing the sacrifices for us. And since they don't have to give collateral, the rabbis also instituted that they don't have to bring this kalbon, this extra payment amount. Not only that, says the Mishnah, shekel al yaday kohen, al yaday ishav, al yaday eved, al yaday katan, pater. If a person pays the half shekel on behalf of a kohen, a woman, a slave, or a minor, so in all of these cases, the person who's paying on behalf of one of these people also wouldn't have to pay the extra kalbon. Okay, so now we come to what are the circumstances when this kalbon was paid. Says the Mishnah, v'im shekel al yadoy v'al yad chaver. If a person pays one shekel on behalf of himself and his friend. So two people get together and they pay one shekel over to the temple. Instead of each giving a half, they pay one shekel. Says the first opinion in the Mishnah, chayev bekalbon echad. They would have to add a kalbon to the payment. Now, according to this opinion in the Mishnah of the rabbis, the kalbon payment was instituted because if these two people who had this one shekel coin went to the money changers and at that time in Jerusalem or in the temple, and the money changers there, lots of people were coming and looking for half shekels. So the money changers used to charge a surcharge of a kalbon to change one shekel to two halves. And these two people, since they came and they paid over their one shekel straight to the temple, so they were actually in effect saving the kalbon. That kalbon that they would have had to pay to the money changers, the rabbis instituted, must be paid over to the temple to kind of even out the playing fields for those people who were giving half a shekel. So they had to pay over to the temple not only the one shekel, but also the extra small amount kalbon, which was what they would have had to pay the money changers. And according to this opinion, it's all about the money changing costs. That's why the rabbis instituted the extra kalbon payment. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says, Shnei kalbonos, they would have to pay over in the scenario that we've said, two kalbonos. Now, what according to Rabbi Meir, the extra kalbon payment was paid by everybody. You'll appreciate, according to the first opinion, if the two people came to the temple with a half a shekel each, there would be no kalbon payment made. According to Rabbi Meir, no. Even if you come with half a payment, with half a shekel, there is an extra kalbon payment made, because Rabbi Meir didn't hold that the kalbon was instituted because of the money changing reason. What Rabbi Meir holds is that we worried that the half shekel that the person brings to the temple, we want to make very sure that it's the right weight, the right amount, compared to the original half shekel that was brought in the desert. And so the rabbis instituted a small extra amount to make sure that the coin was always overweight, overvalued, let's say, and to make sure that the people didn't give less than the amount they were required to give. So they brought this extra small amount, the kalbon. And so here you have the difference in an underlying reason and also in who would pay. If two people came with half a shekel each, according to Rabbi Meir, they would each also have to pay the kalbun. According to the rabbis, they wouldn't pay the kalbun. If two people came with one shekel coin, according to the rabbis, they would just pay one kalbun. According to Rabbi Meir, they would still each have to pay a kalbun, so they would pay two kalbunas in that situation. And then finishes off the Mishnah, Nosein Sela V'Notel Shekel. If a person gives a Sela and takes a Shekel, so in this case over here, the Sela is double the amount. In Mishnah terms, it's double the amount they were required to give. So they gave a Sela to the temple. This is talking about directly to the temple. And they took a Shekel, which is the same as a half a shekel in Torah terms. So they got back half of what they gave, right? They gave a sela and they took back a shekel. Says the Mishnah, chav shnei kolbanos. They are obligated to pay two kolbanos. And the reason being over here is that the sages looked at this as two separate transactions. When he gave the sela, he contributed that to the temple, he had to pay a kolban for that transaction, and when he received a half shekel back, he had to pay another kolban for that transaction over there. So in this scenario, the person would end up paying two kolbanos. So there, in any event, we see the kolban, the idea of the kolban, it was a small extra payment. There is a dispute as to exactly when it was paid, under which circumstances, and there are different opinions as to the underlying reason. But nevertheless, it was a rabbinically decreed extra amount that had to be paid over to the temple at the time of paying the half shekel.